Hi there. The word for you today is on the most important skill you can teach your child. We've been talking about it for a few days. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 7, Solomon writes, "There is a time to be silent and a time to speak." Teach your child to ask these two all-important questions. Number one, is this the best time to make this decision? You see, decisions made in haste are often regretted. The Bible says there is a time to be silent and a time to speak. Poor decisions are situationally driven. They're caused by momentary stress or peer pressure or mood swings or temporary emotions like loneliness, etc. Then when the situation changes, our feelings change and our decisions begin to look doubtful. But we can't undo them. Can the decision be made later, reducing or eliminating the risk? Pressuring children often increases their desperation and leads to premature decision. But reassuring them that time is on their side kind of lowers their reactivity and the likelihood of future regret, helping them see, Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, that God has made everything appropriate in its time. When they understand that, it offers them the space and the time to think wisely about their options and allow God to guide them. And the second question they need to ask is this: if I were advising a friend, John or Susie, would I suggest they take the same option I'm taking? That's some kind of question. Shifting perspective often broadens the perception of our options. When emotionally influenced, our children often narrow their perspective, excluding many important possibilities. And often we as adults press logical, rational thinking on them, meeting with resistance. But by bringing John or Susie into the equation, we open their perspective up. And here's one more thought. It's beneficial to debrief with your child, helping them to evaluate the effectiveness of their decision-making process. I mean, when it's all said and done, get with them and talk through how they handled it. Ask, "Well, how do you feel about the result?" And if they're pleased, compliment them. And if not, say, "Well, I'm sorry about that. You got any ideas? What you'll change next time?" In other words, instead of judging their failure, reward their success.